Some state lawmakers are backing a new bill to reform sexual harassment training standards for themselves and their colleagues. The bill is missing something critical for it to pass. Republican Governor John Kasich referred to the national problem of sexual harassment in his State of the State speech.
Hollywood harassment. I didn't go say a word. It screams at us every day.
But Democratic Representative Dan Ramos said after the event he wished Kasich had said more.
As the governor, he should have been one of the people to say, not just him, but one of the people to say, look, it's not just Harvey Weinstein. We have to confront this problem of sexual harassment, working with the Time's Up movement and others here in Ohio, because we have a problem here in Ohio.
Fellow Democratic Senator Charlita Tavares says she agrees Kasich should have said something about several recent incidences of inappropriate sexual behavior or harassment involving state lawmakers or top staffers at the State House. But Tavares says lawmakers need to do more than talk about the problem. She's proposing legislation to reform sexual harassment training and policies.
It requires that all organizations that are part of Capitol Square, that they have sexual harassment anti-discrimination policies, that they're reviewed annually, that they have training.
The bill also creates a bipartisan task force that would review policies and make recommendations for next steps or changes. What the bill doesn't have right now is support from any of the Republicans who dominate the legislature. Tavares had written a letter about her concerns last year, but only Democratic lawmakers and staffers signed it. And once again, only minority Democrats have signed on to this legislation. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.